Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We want to talk to you now specifically about prophecy in regards to what good things God is saying. Quite often, you know, we have to go through some difficult times before we can actually appreciate the good times. And
kind of works like that, doesn't it?
Well, you think of like soil. If you're going to go grow a garden, quite often you have to till the soil up to make it, you know, move a little bit.
Soft. Instead of
hard-hearted to soft-hearted. Well, right before Hurricane Harvey came, the day before it came to Texas and Louisiana area, the Lord spoke to me very specifically in a night vision. He showed me these floods, and these floods were so, it was coming into a city, and it was moving like a river through the streets of the city. It was like all the way up to here, and your feet could so easily be swept out from under you, and it was just like it was being taken over by water.
It's a strong current.
And just to get across the street was a big thing. So I got across the street, and the building was kind of turned kind of sideways. And this is before Harvey hit, so nobody was thinking floods. God was saying these floods are coming. And the building was kind of turned just a little bit, so it cut some of the river, the water coming down. And I was, this particular lady that was right there, her business or her home or whatever, I think it was her home. But we found out that it doesn't matter, you cannot get away from what's going on. There's no way to get away from it. This thing is just coming. But understand this, you have to hear this prophetic word by Bill Yont in regards to what God is going to do right here. Because Bill literally heard this word in the midst of these hurricanes, this prophetic word. And John, can you read this prophetic word from Bill?
This morning while...
And he's talking about, this is hurricanes are going on, Hurricane Harvey and Irma, okay.
This morning while witnessing a water baptism at our church, I saw another one take place. I sensed the Lord saying, I have used the hurricanes to baptize the states of Texas and Florida and to cleanse their land. Their cries have come up before me. They will rise from their waters with resurrection life. As power outages are worked on, many will discover the power of my light, turning their houses into homes and their cities into sanctuaries of my presence. I have seen their precious alabaster boxes broken open by nature's rage as a sweet-smelling fragrance is released throughout this nation.
You know, think about, go ahead.
These two states will become pillars in my kingdom as many consider and wonder why they are still here. Many survivors will become revivers as my river now runs through their cities and states. The windows of heaven have been opened over them.
That's awesome, isn't it awesome?
Yes. He reached down from on high and took hold of me. He drew me out of deep waters, Psalms 18:16.
We just appreciate Bill sharing that word with you. He contacted me right away as soon as he got it from the Lord. And this is lines up with what God has been saying about this great outpouring coming to the Gulf Coast. He's talking about Florida, and he's talking about Texas. What's interesting, when you look at the glory zone that God has told us about, it literally stayed away from the glory zone. But also think of the prophetic word given by Kim Clement in 2014. Not only did he prophesy that if you hear it, it describes President Trump being the president, the next president after Barack Obama. But he also gave this prophetic word, that's accurate. And this is the word that he gave right here. Can you read that for us?
Sure. There will be severe winds from above, and all the states that are affected by the severe weather have been set up for a shaking of my spirit and outpouring.
This is exactly what God's doing. You may be going through a difficult time right now. We thank Jody Getty, who's going out with Operation Blessing, you know, and meeting your needs, and you're partnering with her, and you're volunteering and being a part of that. But share the good news that God is about to move in their states, the states of Texas, the state of Florida, and potentially every state, every state that was touched or territory that was touched by these storms. But definitely Florida and Texas. And I think about hearing their heart's cry. I think about so many of you have been praying and you've been calling out to God and asking God to move, and you're wondering if he heard your prayers. Think about this. I think about the VFN prayer and fasting community every Monday now for years. You know, for 24 hours, we've been praying and asking God to move, and we're seeing so many answered prayers. Mm-hmm. We're so grateful about that. But I want to encourage you, a great move of God is coming to the world, coming to America. A great harvest of souls coming. It's reportedly over 1 billion souls coming, young folks coming into the kingdom of God. And you can see how things shift when these things happen. But know this, that the Lord says he's going to pour it out over the Gulf Coast, and it's not going to fit in any buildings. And the nations are going to come from all four directions, all four winds, and they're going to come and they're going to receive what God's doing. They're going to go back to their nations, and this whirlwind is going to be taking place in the world and the nations. And you're seeing the forerunning of that taking place even right now. So I want to encourage you, you know, if you got revival in your heart, You know, you want to be a part of it. God wants you to be a part of it. So you need to say, God, I want to be prepared. I want to be ready, because God showed me an angel going out and getting certain people out of Christians. So we're all Christians. What about that? All the people he was selecting from. But the ones he chose were the ones that had revival in their heart. Mm. And this is what it is.
Harvest of harvesters.
Yeah, it's like, listen, you know, it takes work. But if your joy is in the fact that somebody comes to know the Lord,
that's right.
You're going to love being a part of this, because the nations, I've literally walked, God walked me amongst the harvest. Mm. Nations, John, which is here and there and different nations, and people that would, you would think that, you know, if they were in their South American country, everybody would want their autograph. But they were here running a camera at this outpouring, and they were just quietly just glad to serve, being a part of it. I know we got 1 minute left. I want to pray with you. But listen, God, good things are about to happen. Think about what Cindy Jacobs said. 10 months, when 10 months is over, they're going to be fighting and screaming for 10 months. You're seeing everything happen. You're seeing Kim Jong-un, you know, hype up, but you're also seeing our president just nail it. Dylan, tell him the United Nations, line up. We got to do this thing.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.